I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined His ear to me and heard my cry. He lifted me up out of the pit of destruction, out of the miry clay, and He set my feet upon a rock, making my footsteps firm. And then He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and will trust in the Lord. With those words of the psalmist, to you, my beloved brothers and sisters in Europe, in North America, all over the Philippines, and wherever this broadcast is beamed and heard, I greet you a wonderful Friday in this fourth week of Easter, a time where our hallelujahs is the song, a time where we can always realize how fortunate, how blessed we are. You know, it's such a beautiful life that we have. The week has been so filled with challenges. I know for Europe, especially for Bishop Elmer, it started with a challenge of the internet connections and the signals. But we are able to just make up with prayer, the power of prayer. It's so invigorating. It's so filled with life. Speaking of prayer, I would like to begin today with this prayer of Saint Therese of Lisieux. Correct me, my French brothers and sisters, if I pronounce that place in the wrong way. Saint Therese said, "Jesus, help me to simplify my life by learning what you want me to be and becoming that person. Help me, Lord, to simplify my life by learning what you want me to be." You know, today we are so cluttered in our lifestyles. And that's why this program is so timely. It is so appropriate for us. The other night, it was Father Dana who shared so beautifully about prayer, the many facets of prayer. And then also Bishop Elmer 2 days ago about how he prayed for his choosing the disciples, how Jesus prayed for them. And he continues to pray for us and intercedes before the Father as he intercedes for us time and time again. You know, when you think about it, when Jesus prays for us, things happen in our lives. There is no hope or room for despair because Jesus is praying. And that's what Saint Therese, I believe, is saying, that we are to take away all the clutters that will cause us to be fearful, that will cause us to be insecure. We will be able to overcome every temptation that will cause greed or pride or envy or lust to even take the better of us. When Jesus begins to pray, the great things of the will of the Father is seen. And I know the world, we don't literally see that yet physically. This world still leaves much to be desired, but it is held together, remember, by the prayer of our Lord Jesus Christ, by the example He lived, by that which He showed to us. This is a very important aspect of our lives, that we need to learn to simplify our lives and focus on really what God has made us to be, and then to become that person that God has called us. We are in the very threshold of a great revival of the Spirit of God in the lives of the people. And as we look at the gospel today, there are two things that I would just like to point out as we look at the situation that we have in the events of the gospel. Remember, this continues. It says, Jesus, after this, he goes to Capernaum. So he still carries that prayerful attitude which he had in chapter 6. The same attitude he prayed when he prayed overnight for the disciples that he was choosing. The attitude that continues to linger with the teachings on what true blessedness is, and the attitude of being able to love even the enemies that we have, the attitude that we see in our lives. So we carry this, and the two things that I would like to see as we look at the life of the centurion who runs to Jesus to be able to seek his help in order that the servant of the centurion was to be healed. And then in the life of that woman, this widow who lost her son. And as both were going, there are two thoughts that I would like us to have in the gospel that was read today that we need to see. The first is the thought of authority. The centurion understood authority. And I believe it was his understanding of authority that fueled his faith in order to come to Christ and be able to seek, knowing what Christ has, the authority over all. And it was this acknowledgement that caused Jesus to say, I've not seen such great faith, even in Israel. And may that same thing be in our lives. You see, when we come to prayer, we do not come begging as if like we don't, like paupers, like the children of a destitute father. No, we come with the authority of Jesus, not in pride, not in arrogance, not in brashness, but in humility, acknowledging what Christ has bestowed upon us and the ability that he gave so that we now, as the body of Christ, can cry out the very petitions and prayers of the Father for the world that he loves so much. It is the Father's will that we want to see. And he has equipped each of us with authority in order to see this will done on earth as it is in heaven. So authority is very important in prayer. Authority is Christ and Christ alone, which he now shares with us as the body of Christ so that we can go forth, not in cowering in fear, not being unsure whether, well, Lord, the devil is so powerful, he's doing this and this. No, we have authority. We have the very power of Jesus who now sits, as Colossians, which we read earlier, we seek him who is now seated at the right hand of the Father. That means he's in charge. He's Lord. And he's Lord over all. And that authority has been bestowed upon us. The second thought that I would just like to leave in prayer that we have to continually bring out, which was brought out several days ago, but I just continue to share, is compassion. It was compassion when Jesus saw this widow that he began to have compassion, to feel compassion for her, that raised the widow's son. You know, every time we pray, we don't just pray for the sake of praying, muttering words. It's like it's not without meaning. That's what Jesus was talking about when some of the people were praying with meaningless repetitions, with vain repetitions. Compassion is what we now have in order that our prayers can really make a difference in the lives of the people. When we allow the compassion of Christ, when we carry the yoke, he said, take my yoke upon you, for I am humble in heart, for I am gentle. That compassionate heart of Jesus is what we are to take as we pray. We come with that compassion to just feel what we are praying for. Remember, Paul said in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, very familiar scripture, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplications with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. You know, it's not necessarily your request per se. It is the request of other people which we now, by compassion, carry. A sick member of a family that maybe you don't even know, ask for prayers. Now, you take that as your request before God. And it says there, it's the peace of God which passes all understanding, which will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. You see, it's that compassion that we have. So authority and compassion, two very important principles in prayer that we must always have. And church in Europe, church in North America, church in the Philippines, continue to pray. Pray without ceasing, because as we do so, we see results to make a difference in the things that we have in life.
Father Roberto, thank you for reminding us of compassion and authority. And I love the quotation from Saint Teresa of Lisieux that making life simple is by simply desiring to be what God wants us to be. We all look for models. We all look for heroes. We emulate people. And particularly the modern day preaching about being a better person. Well, as the patriarch said, Archbishop Craig Bates said, that it's not becoming a better me, it's becoming more like Christ. But as we become more like Christ and we learn to be more like Christ, it doesn't mean that we lose our uniqueness, our dignity as a human being. And Saint Teresa made life very simple by saying, don't be someone you are not. Be what God wants you to be. And in the same token, the centurion is teaching us to make faith very simple. And that is understanding authority. I'm sure that you and I have heard a lot of teachings about faith, but it's very simple. This centurion had faith in Jesus because he understood authority. He exhibits the nature of true authority that Jesus possesses. He understood authority because he was a man of authority. We have faith in God not because God is God only. We do have faith in God because God is God. But because we know God is also the creator of heaven and earth, the owner, the sustainer of his creation. Hence, he has authority. And to believe in God is acknowledging that authority, that he is our creator and we are his creation.